But John, you're there early, man.
What you mean, brother? After the valuable lesson them about tire safety you give me yesterday, I no must man no more. Coming like you know whole it about tire out.
Alright, so which part me did stop again?
Well, you did a talk about the importance of air pressure and you did touch a little bit upon tire failure. And since my tire failed me, I want to know more about what can cause it, because it's not easy for buy tire in a region.
Yes. I remember now. So I did say you have many things that can cause a tire to fail. Things like cuts and scrapes and even under inflation. So that's why you're supposed to check tire inflation regular. Now the general manager for Jamaica Ultimate Tire Company, Kenry Jackson, said this is important for tire safety and long tire life.
It is a very wise idea to check your tire's air pressure at least once per month, but preferably once per week, with an accurate tire pressure gauge. And you should be sure to check the pressure while the tires are cold. A continuous loss of inflation pressure may indicate a possible tire or wheel problem.
Mr. Jackson also said you need proper tire inflation to prevent things like skidding.
Well, if you have the situation where your tire is soft, it will lend itself to sliding and skidding. And overinflation means that it's hard and firm, and that too can create difficulties.
So the groove of the tire will help prevent skidding too?
Yes, man, that's important too. The tire design with the groove will provide traction for angle certain situation upon the road.
The groove on the tire is very critical to handling for various conditions. If the road surface is wet, you need to have tires with groove that can dissipate some of those water and help you with traction on the road. So traction is very, very, very essential on the road. So the groove will help you with that.
Hold on, that sounds like the factory manager for the Jamaica Ultimate Tire Company, Mr. Hugh Smith, though.
Him same one. Now, remember say if you don't have good tires on your vehicle, it's going to make it easy for your crash. Because you're not going to have the necessary friction for go around corner or for stop you when you press the brake. So that's why they recommend say you have to change your tires before it get lower than 2 millimeters.
So, hold on. How much millimeter are you supposed to get on a brand new tire then?
Good question, Jordan. Good question. Let Mr. Jax answer that now.
For commercial units, usually anything from 14 to 20 millimeter, and for passenger units, the tires tread depth would be 8 to 12 millimeter, depending on brand and or size and so on. That is what you're supposed to get at the beginning of a new tire. So if you're buying a new passenger tire, the tread depth should be 8 to 12 millimeter, depending, like I said, on the brand. For the commercial unit, tread depth normally vary between 14 and up to 20 millimeter.
Why, I never know all them things about tire at all in a Virgin. It look like everything on the tire important, even the thing them we take for granted, not you?
Yes, John. Every single thing important, even the little things like the valve.
Well, the valve is extremely important as it is the main port for inflating any tires, and as you know, the tire pressure is very critical to the tire operation. The valve is what keeps the air in and maintain the pressure.
And by the way, you didn't know say it's important for balance the tire if you want the vehicle to run properly?
No, sir. So what got me if it no balance?
If your tires are unbalanced, you will notice vibration, and this can lead to driver fatigue, premature or irregular tire wear, and indeed unnecessary wear to your vehicle's parts or suspension parts, if you prefer.
Now that we know all about tire safety, I always make sure we do the right thing so me and my passenger them safe on the road, yeah, man, because tire safety is well important.
Remember, road safety begins with you. A message from the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.